Blog Talk Radio.
Ride of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Well, welcome to the show, Daydon. How are you doing tonight?
That was good. It was Mikey. But guess what? He's not here. Maria, okay. How are you, dear?
Hello, Jed, and welcome to everybody who's out there listening. How are you?
I'm wonderful, actually. I had a busy morning, busy early afternoon, and I decided to drop out, jump on my chopper, and take a ride for about an hour in the beautiful warm sun. It was totally cool. And then I came back, made myself some dinner, and now I'm chatting with you. This is cool.
Okay. Riding on the back of a bike is fun.
Yeah.
That I do know. So what are we doing today, Jed? Michael's gone.
Oh, my goodness. The cat is gone, so the mice are going to play. Guess what?
And tonight we're going to talk about what is fun, because I have a problem with fun and Jed doesn't have a problem with fun, and hopefully our listeners don't have a problem with fun. So all of you guys can call in and tell me what your definition of fun is. But do you know what, Jed? I know how to spell it.
Fun? Do you?
Yeah, F-U-N. And that's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, when we talked the other day and we came up with this topic, this idea and the concept about having fun, is as adults, we tend sometimes to lose connection with what we're really here to do, what we're here about, what's this all about, what life's all about. And, you know, we tend to get awfully serious sometimes, and we get focused on what we've got to do, how we've got to do it, and all of those the minutiae of life, and we forget that when we wake up in the morning, it's a new day, and we can do and have and enjoy our lives. So that's kind of why I thought this would be a great topic. So we're going to have some fun. Come on now.
Hey, I'm here. That's fun.
If you're in the chat room and you are a guest, you will only be able to see our chats. You won't be able to engage. So if you just drop back out, go back into Blog Talk, sign up for a free account. It'll take about 30 seconds. Then those guests in there will be able to interact with us and have an enjoyable time.
Fun.
Or you can, and you can call in directly into the line on Anything But Ordinary Radio, 347-857-3760. We'd love to have you chat us up. Tell us what makes your day, what you love to do, what's fun. So, Maria, what did you do today?
What did I do today? I actually took a nap. That was fun. I can't remember, Jed, when the last time I just laid down on the couch and took a nap, and I did today. So that was fun. And just being ready for the show and trying not to work so hard today and spending some time with my 13-year-old golden retriever who's gone through some trauma the last couple of weeks. So today, that's what I'm excited about, just learning. And again, well, I got a question for you, Jed.
Okay.
When you're a woman that's wound a bit too tight, how do you have fun?
When you're a woman that's wound too tight. Well.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'm not a woman, and I'm not wound too tight. The answer
I know.
That I'm.
Thank God.
So the answer that you're going to get probably is going to be totally off the wall.
Good. That'll be fun.
Okay. You know, I got to tell you, a great example of Maria having fun was the time a couple, 3 weeks ago when I was down in Newport Beach with Michael and Maria, and we did our show live from the Arches. We went on the Queen Mary for a day, didn't we? Isn't that what the name of it was? Queen Mary?
Yes, Queen Mary.
Yeah, and that was fun. We had a great time. We kind of trucked around. We enjoyed our time together. And for a woman like yourself that was wound too tight, you needed to have both of us in town that day to unwind you. And you enjoyed yourself. You had a great time.
I did. That was fun. But I'm
really
glad I got to take you. You know what was fun? Okay, you know what was fun?
What?
Going into the Queen Mary catering office and getting onto the boat. Because come on, that was pretty good. Go ahead. Tell everybody that we got on for free.
Now
that was fun.
Michael's sitting there looking for the cops and the sirens to wonder if we're going to get dragged off to come to jail for hijacking the boat.
But we did. We did hijack the boat. We went everywhere. We went places that people don't normally go, and that's pretty cool. And we didn't even need a tour guide. Now, that was fun, being able to do stuff like that when I can walk in and say something and they let me do things. That's fun.
Yeah, you know, that really was a great experience for me, putting energy, not just faces, but energy. Y'all got to remember now, this is the first time that Michael and Jed and Maria were to physically together in the same car, in the same place, in the same energy. And I look at it, and Dawn was there also, one of our guest in the chat room, and Daniel from Down Under. He's here too. Great to have you, Daniel. You know, it's cool. And you know, the thing about that event and that time, that was a very special time for me because I got to put the energy of who we are and what we're creating and what we're about in it. It was all coming to I like to call it the mixing bowl, and we were able to mix our energies together and have a great time, and that was a lot of fun. I really, truly appreciated being able to do that, and I look forward to doing it again real soon.
Dawn's pretty fun, isn't she?
Yeah, she's quite a character. That was a great time. I videotaped the whole thing of our show, and actually I'm a little disappointed just because the cameras were so static. No one was controlling the camera.
Right.
So it didn't really turn out nearly as well as I would have liked. I'll do some editing and we'll do some fun stuff with it and make it a much better presentation, but just a static video, having a camera sitting on a tripod or on a table shooting while we're talking for an hour just doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
what else is going on?
Like I said, You know, it's hard when, and I probably speak for a lot of people because I've been talking to a lot of different people this week, and the last 2 weeks seems to have been a very difficult time for a lot of people. And
yeah.
when you're going through trials and when you're going through hard times, it's really hard to find and to define what fun is. And I think one of the things that someone told me today is that when you lose something, it also opens up your life for other things to come in. And I think what is scaring me, that should be fun. And maybe it's being afraid of fun or what fun is. That's what's really interesting. Or fun, or really looking at your blessings to find what really is fun. So it's an interesting time. What do you do when you're in a bad mood to have fun, Jed?
Well, you know what? I do honestly have to say that I have to say that I have a ritual every single morning which reduces the amount of negative energy that comes around my life and it comes around me. I have a meditation period and I have a reading period, and there's three books that I read every single morning. And I think that helps me to go through my day when I may have an event. And, hey, come on, let's be honest. We're all going to have events during a day or two or three or four, during the daytime, during the nighttime, in our life that are unpleasant. And so what I do is I prepare myself every morning to address the potential of what may come my way so I don't act or react to that. Right now I'm reading the Tao. I have a daily reader from Creative Thought. And then my favorite is Mark Nepo. Mark Nepo writes a book. He's a poet. He wrote a book called The Book of Awakening. And every morning I read those pieces, and they really do give me the ability to, you know, stay up, stay focused, even when something's going to hit me between the eyes that's going to give me that's going to give me a curveball. So, that way, then I can focus on having, like today, I knew I had some work to do. It wasn't Dawn saying 1-800-HELPS. Oh, Dawn, like, was that 1-800 or 1-900?
Uh-huh.
I love it. Okay, so that's fun. Hey, you know what? We got to liven it up a little bit here.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a... you know what? Okay,
I want to have fun,
so let's announce it, okay? If I am not in Greece on my birthday this year, Jed, we're going to Vegas, and you all are going to teach me how to have fun. And that
oh my
is
goodness,
fun.
That is
yeah,
not a seven, problem seven, there.
Why?
What? Going to Vegas to have fun? That's not a problem. That's a piece of cake.
Well, good, because my birthday, the numbers, 7-21-11. We've got to be in Vegas.
7-21-11, and we're going to be in Las Vegas. Okay,
yeah.
We got to stop by the Hard Rock Hotel. That's a great place. It's wild. It's crazy. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. 7-21-11. Okay, I just put it on the calendar.
Good.
We also too we've got a caller in the 908 area code. So in 908. Hello. Are we having fun? Hello.
It's Dawn.
Oh, Oh my God. Okay.
Well, you know you're having a lot of fun.
You do know how to have a lot of fun.
Dawn's in the house. Come on.
So, you said a few things about the one thing you said about what Maria said, what do you do when if you're in a bad mood and how do you shake it? And then to also define fun. And, you know, for me, first of all, that night was definitely not my best version of fun. Not too many people get to see my total, complete tear down type of fun. But, you know, for me, like if I'm dealing with a bad mood or something, which we all do, the thing, and this is going to sound sort of serious, but I will get to the fun part quickly, is that, you know, you just can't take yourself too seriously. You have to find a way to just release your cares. And I think a lot of the moods and stuff are exacerbated by cares that we just don't release and we don't let go to God and the universe and the whole thing. And I think you just have to sort of trust love, trust yourself, trust in your bliss and abundance and not take everything so seriously and release it. And just lighten up, you know, not take everything so intensely. But as far as, you know, there's, like you said, Vegas, going out and having fun that way, going out dancing, girls' nights. I just had a blast with my two best friends over the weekend. We did a slumber party. Now, we're middle-aged women, but we have not forgotten to have fun. They came over. We had food and wine and a lot of talking. And even though we did a lot of talking, which is fun, but just, you know, sharing with each other, expressing, being honest, we actually drove down into town about 4 o'clock in the morning just for fun. I mean, we acted like a bunch of teenagers, you know, it was just, we have that kind of chemistry and it was just really, I'm still riding on that night. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing to have that camaraderie.
Isn't that cool? You know what? I can feel that in you. That sounded like you enjoyed that time and that was totally awesome.
It was. It's a lot has to do with who you were. So like we're so closely knit together. We're like soul sisters that we get each other, we understand each other, and who you associate with has a lot to do with the amount of fun you have in your life too. I mean, we get each other, we understand each other. We could act, say, do, be anything, our total selves, and that's So anyway,
that's fun.
Definitely.
When do you schedule those dates to have fun? What kind of tools can you give, Dawn, to our listeners on how to do something like that? How to let your hair down? How to let your guard down and just have fun?
You know, the one thing that we know about each other is that here's where it starts. It started with me shedding layers of junk, right? And then I drew these wonderful people, loving, love-filled, bliss-connected women into my life. And then we just felt, it just sort of happened naturally with the flow of that abundance and with the vibration that we were all vibrating of, you know, we're done with the junk, we're done with the drama and all that tension and issues with people. And so it's like we drew each other into our lives, and then it's trust, it's vulnerability, it's, you know, allowing yourself to be exposed and having a sort of intuitiveness and intuition about the other. And I think just it takes time to build that kind of relationship with people, but it's just something in your heart I knew. Like I knew Karen is my sister. Trish is a sister. The three of us were like three musketeers. I mean, we're just so tightly knit together that we can just trust and know. And we have each other's back. And that's, we have each other's back in such a way that if anything happens to me, I know that they would be there in a heartbeat. And all three of us were there for each other. So it's a combination of go ahead.
Let me take that one step further. What about the spontaneity of fun? Now, I don't propose to know the lifestyle in Southern California other than the times that I've spent spent there, you know, in my life. But somebody comes by, grabs you by the hand, and says, let's go do this, and you don't even think about it. You just go. Is there enjoyment in spontaneity? Is there enjoyment in just letting go of, or fun in letting go of a momentary responsibility or what you believe is a momentary responsibility and living in the now, right this moment, and just going and doing? And that might be, here's an example. Let's say you girls decided to go to the improv outside of Pasadena, and you drove into the valley, and you went to the improv, and then you drove back to the beach to, I don't know, you know, sit on the beach and watch the sunrise. You know, whatever. Does that sound like fun?
Absolutely. That's sort of what we did, and I think the older you are, or the more, like, we planned the day to get together. We had to do that because of our lifestyle, because
right.
one of them is a mother, okay. and one of, you know, we have to plan the night that we're going to get together, and we sort of arrange, okay, this is where we're going to meet, but how, then it just takes on a life of its own. It just sort of
okay.
evolves from there, and us getting in the car at 4 o'clock in the morning to go downtown to do whatever it was that we did.
What did
was
you
not,
do, by the way?
what did you do?
What happened
that's
with the girl?
Or
stays with the
you're
girl.
Talking about.
Oh, no. Come on. What kind of. Okay. If you had to do it again, give us some examples of what you would have done.
Well.
So this takes you off the hook. You don't have to tell us what you did. But if you have to do it again, what examples would you give other women on what they could do to have fun?
Gosh. That kind of fun, I hadn't had that kind of fun in a long time, that kind of spontaneous, you know, act like we don't have a responsibility or accountability in the world.
But you know you didn't at that moment. You really, truly didn't at that moment.
No.
You didn't.
There was not a care in the world. And I'm, you know, believe it or not, I'm still working on this because I am a very organized planner, structured, you know, but I'm very spontaneous too. And I think it depends on who grabs me by the hand and says, hey, let's go do this. It depends on the person, because I think, you know, in high school, when you're in high school and you're in college and you're in your, you know, late teens, early 20s, you trust anybody, you just go anywhere with anyone and anyhow, and you know, sometimes you can get into trouble. So being this mature, responsible adult, you know, you have to be a little more discerning and aware of who you're connecting with and associating with. But, gosh, I don't know. I can't say that I can answer that honestly. For like, if someone on a random Wednesday night were to call me up and say, "Hey, let's go here." If I'm not in the middle of something, if I'm not taking care of whatever it is, then I can take off. And that sounds kind of putting a damper on things, but that's right now in this space where I'm at, you know, in my life. It depends on what's going on. It depends on what's happening.
Sure.
I'm willing. I'm definitely willing. I have that spirit, that spontaneous spirit, and I definitely love to have fun for sure. But it depends for me. But Maria's saying, like, tools to have fun. I mean, just, gosh. Like,
well,
she, you know, we've gone out. Her friend Jimmy is, and he was on the show last week. Jimmy James was on the show, and we've gone out and watched him play. And that's totally fun. I never met him before in my life. And here's this guy, you know, and she introduced me to him, and he's a hoot, you know. Plays, and we danced a couple times.
Okay, you know what's going to be fun? Okay, the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great in St. Helen is, we're doing the knighting ceremony October 22nd. And, Jed, I don't think you know Jimmy. And Jimmy is a very unique character. And to have him play at one of these events, Dawn, that is going to be fun.
I would not miss that for the world.
And it's this? I need to fly down for this October?
Oh, yeah. October 22nd.
October in Southern California is beautiful. And
it is beautiful.
I'm there.
It's great because I am so excited. And this I am looking forward to, and this is going to be fun. My son is going to be knighted into the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great. And our first ambassador for four is going to become a dame under the Imperial Order of St. Helen. And the only way that I could get Jimmy James to come in and sing or to play is if I get up there and I sing. Remember how that lady did it at the event last time, Dawn?
Yes, yes, yes.
Jimmy's going to be my backup for the first song, and then he's taken over.
That's going to be with this crowd and the whole genre of that's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Maria, we have another caller, 818, you want to bring in?
Oh, sure. Dawn, don't go away.
Okay.
You stay on.
Okay.
Dawn, don't go away. No, she's staying on. I didn't disconnect her. 818, you're on with the crew of The Cat's Gone, The Mice Are Going to Play.
Who is
818,
it?
Are you interested in having a conversation?
Is
well,
she
I didn't
there?
Raise her hand. I just thought I'd ask. That's okay.
818. I think I have a feeling I know who that person is.
I scared them away. They hung up. Oh, my gosh.
I'm having too much fun. But, yeah, Dawn, I'm really looking forward to it because His Grace, Jed, I don't know how much you know about the order. I'm an ambassador under a duke from Belgium, and he's definitely quite interesting, but it's going to be fun to watch him let his hair down a little bit and put his guard down a little bit. And, Dawn, I want you to take His Grace by the hand out on the dance floor and dance with him. Can you do that for me?
Yeah! Rock on!
Yeah,
that sounds
fun.
Great. Good.
Yeah, and we get to dress up. It's a white
in October,
tie event,
right?
Yeah, it is definitely a white tie event. So
good.
I get
a tuxedo. Yeehaw.
You get to dress up in a tuxedo, and Dawn, you get to wear a beautiful gown again, and woohoo!
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's definitely a lot of fun.
Every opportunity. In fact, I actually get to wear a tuxedo this Sunday. At a benefit for the Japanese disaster. One of my local friends here, Haley Lorenz, is going to be performing locally. So I get a dress up again, but anytime I get a dress up in a tuxedo, I'm excited.
Very cool.
Yeah, totally cool.
Very good.
So we have it for fun.
Daniel was just here from down under. What kind of fun did you and Daniel have while he was here?
That was fun.
In Australia? Yeah, tell me all about it.
That was fun. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What did we do?
Well, we could see some of the photos that you posted, that both of you posted, and that looked like it was a great time. You know,
Australia
just spent some time together.
Fun. When I was in Australia, that was a lot more fun because I'd never been there, and he took me absolutely everywhere. Sydney is just a spectacular city. It's just unbelievable. Since he was only here a short while, we didn't kind of paint the town red, maybe a shade of pink.
Okay.
But we went.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, one
pink.
Thing I love is fun. I love nature, and this isn't like, you know, wild kind of fun, but we took a blanket down to Lake Mission Viejo here by where I live, and there was a male and female geese with their babies, and we just sat there. We happened to have snacks and stuff. We were talking and hanging out, and we just had fun feeding these geese, throwing them pretzels. And we wanted to see how close they could get to the blanket and how the two adult geese would trust us. And because we were throwing them food, they were letting the babies get closer and closer. And I got some beautiful shots of these little baby geese because we were giving them food and the parents trusted us. And it was just like that was spontaneous. That was like a spontaneous fun moment. It's not like wild, blasted, you know, that kind of thing. But that was just, it was beautiful. It was just with nature. Like, I am a nature lover. nature lovered. So anything involving nature and animals and that kind of thing, I act like a little kid. I start jumping up and down and doing the whole, you know,
she's
throwing
like
my hands in the air type stuff.
Wow.
You are. Dawn's like Snow White, and all the birds and the butterflies just kind of fly around her. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
And Daniel's the little whine around the fireplace helps a little, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You love you, brother. You rock, man.
We did outside. I have a chimenea, which is an outdoor fireplace. So we fired that sucker up outside on the patio and had some food and some fun and laughs and stuff. What else did we went to? We went to the beach, walk along the beach, Laguna Beach. We went to the movies. That was fun. That was a blast.
Okay,
that movie we saw.
What did you see?
We saw Limitless.
Limitless.
Never heard of it.
What's that all about?
Oh my! I wish I could tell you who the actors were. It was an amazing. I got a revelation watching this movie about abundance and about like connecting to your real. This movie. I recommend anybody that's on that path and that journey or in the coaching motivational world to see this movie. It was spectacular. It was about this guy who was down and out on his luck. He was divorced. He had been involved with a drug. The guys that actually sell drugs. He hadn't been involved in that whole scene. And he was a writer. He was trying to write. He had just writer's block. He couldn't write to save his life. And so he just went out one random afternoon to try to just get some perspective. And he runs into an old friend of his. Long story short, this guy turns him onto this drug. And I can't think of remember the name of the pill, but he turns him onto this pill that if you take this pill, you're able to use 100% of your brain, because as humans, we only have access to a certain percentage of our brain.
Okay. I remember this movie. Yeah, I just put the link up to a trailer on
the movie. Oh, good.
The chat room. Yeah. Anyway, I do remember that, Dawn. This is excellent. You're right. Excellent.
Isn't that
movie
amazing? He takes this. You take this pill, and all of a sudden, you have full access to your brain, and your whole perspective changes. You feel totally in control of your life. Any gift or talent that you have is maximized to its optimum potential. I mean, it was just, for me, what I saw in this movie was the difference between someone who doesn't believe in themselves and the difference between someone who doesn't believe in themselves and someone who has tapped in to their inner self and their gifting and their talent and just their abundance of who they are. It was just, I was buzzing the whole time. I kept elbowing Daniel, and he kept talking to me. And I'm like a talker in the movies sometimes when I get excited, and he is too. So that was the first movie we'd ever been to together. So it was so cool that we could both chat during the movie and whisper back and forth without the other getting irritated, because sometimes people are like,
yes,
I'm trying to watch the movie.
Well, there was a period of time when Timothy Leary thought LSD was that drug, but I don't think that's the case. Not here.
No.
I put a couple links in there, the IMDb link and a YouTube link. I do remember that. That's an excellent.
What was the name of the movie?
Sorry, Maria. Yes,
Limitless.
There is. Ooh. Okay, we have another
caller
from 909. 909, you are on with who is 909?
This is your favorite Anaheim hillbilly.
Oh, no. Okay. You guys have to know, this is Patrick, and Patrick and I have known each other since junior high school.
I know.
Patrick had a great comment on the Facebook today. Just clamp it, baby. That's good, baby.
Trader Secrets. Trader Secrets.
Why now? Hold on.
Okay,
I got to get me a root beer here at the game. I'll take a root beer.
Tell everybody where you are, Patrick.
I'm at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California, my hometown.
Very good. So you're watching the game.
And the Angels are winning 3-1, so that makes it even better.
That's fun, right? Okay, but
way
isn't it
fun.
Boring?
The only thing it'd be funner is if you were here, Peaches.
Oh, don't say that name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The only thing that would be more fun if the New York Yankees were beating the pants off of the Angels.
There you go. Oh,
so
well,
I didn't hear. There's too much laughter.
Well, Dawn is from New Jersey, so she's.
Oh yeah,
Yankee
it
fan.
Would be real. Asking who has the best record against the Yankees for the last 17 years.
Oh, who does? The Angels.
There's only one team that has a winning record against them.
Ask and him who
is?
Has the most championships. In baseball.
Oh, here we go. Taking off the gloves. Here we go.
I always hear that. You only can claim the ones that were during your lifetime. You can't claim Dave Ruth and Joe DiMaggio.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Mickey Jackson. He probably has to get into Jeter years.
Nice. See, that, what happens with losers is they have these caveats for covering their tail when against the Yankees, the best team in the league.
Well, let me remember. Who did we beat in the playoffs in 2002? Yankees.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't we put a hurt on them? I think every time we see them in the playoffs, we always win against them, huh?
Oh,
I'm
going to count back
oh,
how many years ago was that?
There's nothing worse than a cocky Yankee fan. Maybe a Boston fan. No, close second.
Here we go. I'm from New York, baby. I can take it. Serve it up. I can take it.
I don't think you can vote for Yankees unless you're from New York. If you're from New Jersey, shouldn't you be voting for somebody else?
Sure, baby, I can handle it all.
Maybe the Trenton team's doing pretty good this year.
Who is?
Oh, my goodness.
You can't get this type of fun and comedy. It's a freebie.
We've lost control. Daniel, come
Patrick.
Help me, please.
Patrick.
I won't even charge you for this. I'll do this one for free.
What kind
of
fun?
Now, Maria, you need to look on Facebook and look at my picture, man. I got my wrestling mask on.
Oh, you do right now?
Oh, yeah. I don't have it on this second. I had it on for the picture.
Oh,
and tonight at Anaheim Stadium, everybody's going to put on wrestling masks, and we're going to set a Guinness Book of World Records for most people with wrestling masks on.
Really?
Yeah, you can't get fun like that.
Did you put that on Maria's site? Did you put that picture on Maria's site?
It's on the main page. She can find it.
I see you, Patrick. Oh, Lordy, that's scary.
It could be worse. I could be wearing Yankee gear.
Yeah, y'all. It could be. Patrick.
What?
What kind of fun did we have back in 1978? What kind of fun did we have?
I don't know. I could have had a lot more fun. I was too shy.
Yeah. You know what, Jen?
I was a big chicken.
The big chicken? No. You know, boys did not talk to me in school. Just like men don't talk to me now.
That's
Why didn't you ever talk to me, Patrick? Why didn't you talk to me?
I don't know. I didn't think I was worthy.
No comment. No comment.
So, Patrick, what do you do to have fun now besides going to the baseball game?
What do? I ski.
Ski?
I ski to 100 ski resorts. That's my passion, baseball and skiing.
Okay.
What else
I
do? I don't know. I travel the world, I guess. I'm trying to put windmills everywhere. Green power, baby.
Green power is a good thing.
You're heading to Mexico City in the morning.
I'll be in Mexico City in the morning. I'm going to Wind Power Mexico. And what they're doing is my company put the first 5 wind turbines in Baja, California, and they're going to put thousands of them down there, and they're going to bring the wires across the border and power San Diego with power. So.
Wow.
Cool.
I'm a green guy, I guess.
It's your company? Yeah, who would have thunk, huh? It's your own company?
No, I'm not my company's like a $500 million company. I'm not that rich.
Oh.
I'm just a hillbilly.
I said,
I'm like Jed Clampett, man. I'm not like Newport Beach material here.
You gotta come up.
I'm a square peg in a round hole.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness.
So how you been, Maria?
How have I been? It's really weird you calling me Maria.
I didn't even know that was your name.
That's what he called you. Maria, what else does he call you?
Patrick, tell everybody what my nickname was.
What?
Peaches.
Tell everybody what my nickname was.
Peaches. And I don't even know why you were called that, but we all called you that. We went with the program.
Peaches.
Right. Yeah. I was Peaches.
I thought that was a real name.
Yeah, everybody did. That's what I went by. When I was brought home from the hospital, my older brother was 4.5 years older, and my mom brought me home in this Mexican-looking basket, and my brother got very upset and said, "You promised me a baby, and you brought me home a basket of peaches," because my cheeks were really big and fuzzy and fat. So I got that name, and it stuck, and that's all anyone knew me by. And so it was only in 2000 that I took ownership of my name, of Maria. So, yeah, Patrick doesn't really know Maria. Patrick knows Peaches.
Yeah, I think Angie was telling me that Maria, you know Maria, and I'm all, who? I'm looking through the names like, oh, God, that face looks familiar. How do I know her?
I'm the one you didn't talk to, Patrick.
But she was always a nice girl.
Always a nice girl. Don't ask any questions.
I have no dirt on her.
I know. Isn't that sad that I was a nice girl and have no dirt? But whatever. See, I didn't even know how to have fun back then.
So Maria, have you let your hair down now?
No, that's my problem. So are you going to fill my dance card, Patrick? Let's go.
I don't know, man. I would love to tango. I tried to step on your feet, though.
Oh, that's all right. It's all good. Well,
well,
thank you so much for
I have to catch you eventually.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're in town. Bye.
Patrick, thanks for calling
Patrick,
in.
Patrick, I love you, brother.
Bye.
See ya.
See you, buddy.
That's
he hung up. Go on.
See, even back then, I mean, nobody has dirt on me because I didn't even know how to have fun back then. How crazy is that?
You're killing me, girl.
I'm killing you. It's a disease. I'm not having fun. Huh?
I love a good, jealous Yankee hater.
Come on, Dawn. I was waiting for the right cross. I missed it.
Toretta's in
our
chat room.
You get into that, when that starts to help, you just got to back off and let him say whatever he wants, and okay, have your fun.
I want Toretta to call in because she's in our chat room, and I have some of the most fun with Toretta. And she is so much fun. Dawn, you didn't meet Coretta because you weren't even in California. But she will be here in October because Coretta is one of a four ambassador. And she definitely knows how to have fun. And she's going to teach us how to pole dance and burlesque dance and Zumba dance. And I can't wait for her to get here. So Zumba dance.
Zumba dance? Zumba dance?
I think it's called Zumba, isn't it?
Zumba.
Dawn?
Zumba.
Yeah, Zumba.
Zumba. I've seen that term here recently. What the heck is Zumba?
Well, as soon as Coretta calls, well, let's just say you shake your booty a lot.
Okay.
It's a sexy, hot way of working out.
There you go.
Daniel says it's pole dancing.
Well, pole dancing is different.
Pole dancing. That's Daniel's dream. He's dreaming of that, pole dancing.
I think every married couple should have a pole in their bedroom.
I concur, sister.
I think so. Why not? You know? I think, you know, there shouldn't be any problem with it at all. So,
nope.
But dancing, I do miss dancing, and I think dancing is fun. So, Don, let's go dancing so I can have fun.
We have a caller at 732. Is that Coretta?
Yes, it is. Hi, Michael. No, not Michael. Sorry.
No, Michael's down. That's okay. It's okay. Michael's down in the desert. He's down in He's down in the desert. Don't worry about Michael.
Hi, Coretta.
Hi, Maria.
Welcome, Coretta.
I'm listening on the fly.
I want you to tell everybody how you have fun.
Oh, my God. If I didn't have fun, I'd be jumping off a bridge somewhere. I have fun with everything. I even picked a job that allowed me to literally roll out of bed, put shoes on, and show up because I'm a trainer, a fitness trainer. So as long as I have my fitness clothes in my car, I can go to work and shower and get dressed. And if you don't think that's fun, that's, you know, anyone that has to wear real clothes, and I call them real clothes to work, I look at you in the mornings and I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm going to work just like this.
I love it.
Just
that's
like
awesome.
This. There are times that, I mean, this today, I was just commenting at work. One of the ladies said, oh, my God, you look so pretty because I'm wearing a sundress. And I said, yes, all my neighbors kind of think I have this leisure life because in the summertime when it gets warm, I just throw a sundress over my bathing suit because I teach aqua. So I splash around in the pool for a living. I also teach Zumba and a number of other fitness related things. I just call it playing because when you were little, that's what you did. You ran around outside like a crazy person. Today we call it fitness. Years ago you called it, you know, tag. So
sure,
I just, you know, think about it. You called it tag, you know, we're like, ooh, designer boot camp. And you're like, really? Because running through tires was kind of called gym. And
right. You
do all these really wonderful things in the industry that I've chosen to work in because from a very early age, I knew to be sane, I needed to have fun. If I couldn't have fun, I wasn't going to be there. And so when I was old enough to pick a career, I'm like, okay, let me find something that occasionally I can literally hoot and holler if I need to. Like, literally be like, ah! And people go, you know, okay, that's part of the job. And you're not going to find that usually, but I needed that for my sanity. I also needed to live near the ocean, and if I got really quiet, you could hear the ocean.
Okay.
Because I live on the Jersey Shore, literally. And I also knew, yeah, I know, third girl. I also knew if I wanted to have fun forever, I had to surround myself with people who are willing to have fun. And a lot of times when you say that, someone wants you to pull out like an event or something and you're like, hey, have you ever just like walked down the street and just started skipping for no good reason? And as an adult, we go, huh? People will look.
Yeah.
And you're like, but it would be kind of fun, right? Even have the stairs, it would be a lot of fun. So just try it. And I don't know. I have fun with everything I do.
Explain to Dad what Zumba is.
I'm sorry.
Hopscotch?
Oh, gosh. That's I run a program for girls ages 8 to 17. And for the last 12 weeks, we've been doing everything under the sun. And one of the little girls said, hopscotch. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. You want to play hopscotch, so you get chalk. That's all you need, chalk and a rock, and you're done.
Chalk.
Yeah. I mean, chalk and a rock or chalk and a penny or whatever, and you're done. It's so much fun. Is there someone out there that really doesn't know how to play hopscotch?
Hopscotch is the
box
squares,
the numbers.
Grab a hopscotch. On the front stoop, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. It's hopscotch.
Hopscotch. Coretta.
Yeah.
Explain to our audience, when you come out in October, where you're going to be coming out for the investiture for the Imperial
Yes,
Order.
I am.
And your husband and your daughter are also coming, which I'm very excited because it's going to be an amazing event for all of us and for four personally. But
yes,
you're going to also do our first four fitness class in California.
Yes.
Me, as a person coming from the background that I'm coming from, I know that I am supposed to have fun in this class, okay? I know that I'm supposed to have fun. But what you're doing is so therapeutic for women like me who've gone through traumatic things in their life. But taking a Zumba class or a pole dancing class or a burlesque class takes me to a place that triggers. So how are you going to teach us, particularly me, one that can't put my hair down and has my guard up all the time, how are
the reason
you
I
going
develop
to
develop the program?
Yeah, exactly. The reason why you developed this program, thank you, God. Tell us what Force Fitness is about and how it's going to force me to have fun.
Well, I pride myself in giving an extremely fun fitness class because I hate to work out. It's painful. So it needs to be fun or else all you go back to is that registered pain of, oh, my gosh, my legs. So number one, music. The music is going to be off the charts. I'm allowing anyone who's going to participate to at least add one song and then explain to me what that song means to them. That will give me the ability to design something that will speak to them during that particular song. It's very important. But mm-hmm. also, when I come out, this is an all-age group. This is an all-ages type event where we'll do the young girls in the beginning of the day, and then later on we'll have the older and, well, the adult women do the more racy part of Force Fitness, which is more or less getting in touch with who you are and knowing that you have the right to own your femininity, basically. The reason that anyone taking it will be able to have fun is because unlike most fitness classes where, you know, you're just driving the whole way through and it's like, come on, just go. No, we're going to stop and we're going to get into it and it's going to be fun. Therapy can be fun, oddly enough, but healing is even more fun. And when you find out that not only are you moving your body in a way that you may have never done before, but also you're enjoying the healing process, understanding why you have to go through this healing process, surrounded by people who are there to help you, support you, not judge you. You can't help but feed off their energy, get that fun level up. Of course we're going to have hooting and hollering. Of course we're going to make sure that we grab hold of each other occasionally, handhold or some kind of physical touch to let you know we're still here. We're all here together, okay? And it's okay if you scream. It's okay if you cry. It's okay if you stop and say, okay, I'm done. Because after all, it's your level of fun, and I want to know what your level of fun is. Your comfort zone is so important. And there you go.
So we're going to learn how to Zumba.
Yeah, Zumba. Zumba was developed by Alberto Beto Perez, who is Colombian, and it's about, it's 10th year of being the phenomenon that it is, and it is a Latin world-based dance workout. You incorporate Latin-based rhythms into a dance fitness format. It's so much fun that you really do. I mean, you've heard it said, people are like, oh, come on, exercise in disguise. But the truth is, it is. It is so much fun that you forget that you are
exercise.
Moving at that pace. So it is integral.
Very good. So do you have any questions about Zumba, Jed?
No. I'm just enjoying this conversation. It was totally awesome. I'm ready to be there in October. Tuxedo and all, Zumba and all.
It's going to be funny watching Jed Zumba.
You know what? I love watching the guys get into it. Actually, my Zumba mentor is a male. So
really? I thought it was really only a female thing.
We will have a male set. We will have an all-ages Zumba segment. That is, I want the friends, the family to be there. That evening class, that's just for us girls. Sorry, guys, you cannot come.
That's
private.
Right.
Okay, so we'll have to go to the beach.
Dawn,
it's okay, we find something else to do.
You can come to the all-ages class in the afternoon with the kids. Come on.
Oh,
it'll be great.
That's right.
We do
I'll be
have an option.
My game.
We do have an option, though, Coretta, that I wanted to bring to your attention. Is Dawn still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We do have Jimmy James, who will come to our class and play music live if we wanted him to do so. So I wanted to take that into consideration because Jimmy is super fun and a super safe person. He's the one who introduced me to Denise Brown. Do you remember him, Coretta?
Yes, I do.
So if we do have that option, and that would put a spin on things too. But so keep that in mind. But, you know, whatever you want to do, I'm ready and willing and hopefully by then able to have
that
much fun.
That's why I'm Maria. We're coming up to the hour.
I know.
We're going to go over.
No, let's go ahead and say goodbye. And gosh, thank you, Dawn, for being on the show. And Coretta, thank you for calling
in.
You're so welcome, Maria. We love you. Good night.
Hey, thank you. I didn't mean to be a killjoy. That's not what this is. We're
you
too,
Jeff. Love you.
Oh, Coretta, you're awesome. We'll see you in October.
All right. Bye bye.
Hey, everybody, we're going to let go for the week. Maria and Michael will be back next week. Actually, Michael's going to be in Cleveland, or not in Cleveland, he's going to be in Ohio in a couple weeks with Harry and Phil doing a photo shoot. Anyway, he'll be back next week, and he and Maria will be providing you with an amazing show.
Of course.
What do you think? What are you guys going to do next week?
You know what? It's he's the producer. I'm just the sidekick. So, you know, Dawn, are you still on?
No, he's the producer. You're the talent, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Right, Dawn?
I never say that. Absolutely.
Not a girl.
Whatever you say.
What
was that, Dawn? I said, whatever you say.
Yeah.
I love you both. Thank you.
We're going to have a lot of really good upcoming shows, I know. But I really do want to make sure that everybody who was on tonight understands that I really do want you all here in October. It's really important, and it's probably going to be what defines fun to me. And so it'll be exciting. And if I'm not in Greece working for the summer, I definitely want to go and have fun and go to a show in Vegas. I've never been to like a Vegas show. So I'm crazy. And I've never been to like one of those pools those pretty big pools and have fun and have a drink by the pool.
Oh, Dawn, we need to take her. Dawn, we need to take her to. I'm having a senior moment. I can't remember. I've seen it twice, and I can't remember the name of it. But it's a great show in Vegas. It's I'll think of it and I'll send it to both of you. But
no problem. Right.
Surface Soleil.
That's it.
Thank
you. Yes.
Well, let's
that
have
was
fun.
The most amazing experience.
Yeah.
I was in awe the entire time, watching the crowd as well as watching the show. Circus Soleil, that's it, Dawn. Way to go, girl.
Yeah, there's several of them. There's like three or four versions of them. They're amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Close.
Very cool.
Yes. We're on our way out. Love you both. Glad you were
okay.
here, Daniel, spending the time with us. And, yes, July 21st, we're going to be in Vegas. And October what? We're going to be in L.A.
22nd.
October what?
22nd.
Okay. October 22nd. We'll be there. Hey, everybody.
Great.
We'll see you next week. Love you all. Goodbye.
Love you guys.
Don't you dare.